Hi, this is Chip with the 2 Minute Time Lord podcast number 177. Happy American Thanksgiving weekend, y'all. So how does a 907-year-old time traveler relate to other people? Sure, in the Series 5 DVD extras, we saw an argument that the Doctor needs companions to help him vicariously experience and thereby relate to the universe. But the Doctor himself would argue that living, breathing people are just as noteworthy phenomena as the birth and death of stars. And the problem there is that for a 907-year-old, people are also just as ephemeral. Here I'm not just talking about companions, who join him for a while in his crazy timeline, with whom we get to see him develop almost normal relationships over time. I'm also talking about the companions after he leaves them, or the recurring figures in his life, the Shakespeares, the Churchills, even the River Songs. We have all seen, in fiction and in real life, the archetypal world traveler, the man with no name going from western town to town, never looking back, the leader of the ragtag fugitive fleet or of the lost ship in the Gamma Quadrant. Characters would meet the locals and have adventures with them, kiss them if they were named Kirk, and then leave them behind forever. For most of its existence, as Stephen Moffat said, Doctor Who strangely treated all the different time periods the Doctor visited as mere changes in geography, leaving a setting behind, moving on. But if you take time travel seriously as a concept in Doctor Who, then the Doctor can never truly be separated from anyone. Not only can the Doctor meet characters out of sequence, but that also means that no one's ever dead to the Doctor. He can always look back in on them. Or, if you want to be grimmer about it, everyone he's ever met from Ian Chesterton to Amy Pond is already dead to him. Cheery. I sort of realized this a few weeks ago in my Presbyterian church, when I should have been thinking about something else, reading our 1983 confession called A Brief Statement of Faith. It concludes with a few lines that I'm reading not to sell you on religion, but to explain this idea about the Doctor. And here are the lines. With believers in every time and place, we rejoice that nothing in life or in death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's something mystical about this notion of people who believe the same things being connected across time and space, that church members taking communion are metaphorically, metaphysically, perhaps even emotionally sharing the same table with their ancestors. So might it literally be for the 11th Doctor, breakfast with old Shakespeare, tea with, say, Nissa of Trocken, supper with young Shakespeare. But it's not really like that on our show, is it? For one thing, I'm having trouble thinking of a character less mystical than the Doctor, especially in the hands of his most recent showrunners. And of course, just because he can cross time streams to reconnect with friends and loved ones doesn't mean he should. So instead, the Doctor, for others' sake, and true to his own nature, moves forward with his companions, never backward. Riversong notwithstanding. As the second Doctor said, he has to bring his loved ones back in front of his eyes in order to see them. Other times, they sleep as he finds other things to think about. Because if he attached himself to everything and everyone he ever loved, he would never move forward and live. Thanks for listening to the 2 Minute Time Lord podcast, which you can find at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can also leave a review. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord, or Twitter, twitter.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Look for me coming up on The Doctor Who Podcast at thedoctorwhopodcast.com, number 53, where I make a guest hosting appearance interviewing Rob Shearman and Toby Hadoke, the authors of the upcoming Running Through Corridors book, looking at the entirety of televised Doctor Who. And then come back here to 2 Minute Time Lord 178 for a 2 Minute review of the very same book. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again soon.